My name is Artie, I'm an addict. So, you can hear me all right with that?
Yeah.
Last time I done a chair here, I was even more frightened than I am now. So that's a bit... God, that fear. I wasn't expecting to do the chair. And, you know, I was asked. And then suddenly, my thought process just went haywire. They were erratic. I didn't know where to start, what I was going to say. You know, I had no idea, and I'm still in that a little bit now. What I did do, though, was I sat down, tried to compose myself, and luckily enough, I had a little conversation with Nick. You know, just that little one addict helping another, and as I was talking to him, the fear was leaving. I mean, that's one little practical thing that I've picked up in recovery so far. I mean, look, it works. I mean, a situation like that used to overwhelm me before, and I'd run, or I'd start a fight, or I'd do something inappropriate. I had no way of controlling what went on up here, really. I mean, it was, and it got me into a lot of trouble. I mean, so I'm just trying to compose myself and let the fear go a little bit. You know, I've got some stuff. This is, now, I don't speak for NA, by the way. I mean, I'm just going to share some of my experiences, but also some of the beliefs and some of my understandings that I've picked up along the way to help me. One of them is this nervousness that I'm feeling now. It's akin to something that I used to get. You know, I am going to mention the names of a few drugs here, I mean, because they're part of my story. One of them, I spent a good 7 years injecting cocaine daily. I didn't enjoy it one day, you know what I mean? But I was quite driven to do it. What would happen to me prior to injecting it was I would feel all this nervousness, fear and anticipation, all this high energy, because I was quite sure my body knew what was coming next. And that's quite similar to what happens to me before one of these meetings. And I observe it around the room. I see people with that little nervous energy, chatting, waving to each other, a little bit high energy and, you know, a little bit frantic and all over the place. And that's what happens to me before I'm going to do a chair in a place like this. My body knows it's about to experience some power. So I mean, without what I think about it, it knows what's coming. Something happens to me in these rooms. And I know that through my experience. I mean, in the early days, right, I was coming to the rooms in Narcotics Anonymous and I was withdrawing from opiates. My head was scatty off smoking crack and I just had no idea what was going on. But I'd come into one of these meetings and I'd sit there and I'd try to listen, not very well sometimes, but I knew I was in a safe place. And what was happening was, after the meeting, after the meeting, I was infused with power. You know what I mean? And this is my story. It wasn't like normally when I'm withdrawn from drugs and my body has no energy and it's lifeless and it's aching and it's decrepit. It's the body of an old man in a slightly younger man. And I'd come out to these meetings and I'd be fired up, I'd be charged up, I'd have energy, I'd have a sort of, like, you know, an energy, a lust for life, like how Iggy Pop says, do you know what I mean? But that's what was happening to me and that was my experience. I also started sleeping a lot quicker than previously when I was coming off drugs. And what I found was, as these meetings were holding me and the strength I was taking from them was carrying me and it was helping me get through. I mean, so they're my experiences in the early days. Fear's going a little bit, I'm sort of like that. You know, but sometimes, you know, I'm disconnected from my head and what I think about this stuff and my heart speaking, you know what I mean? And some of the truth comes out. And I've found in recovery that stuff carries a far better message. You know what I mean? If I just sit here, allow myself to be vulnerable and just speak to you from the heart, that generally communicates to everyone. So I mean, so here it goes with the, you know, what happened, what it was like, what happened, and what it's like today. My beliefs, you know what I mean? I had this flawed belief system. I mean, I believed I wasn't worth it. I believed that I was dealt this hand in life, and I believed that I was meant to be a drug addict in despair. I mean, just to get what I can, scrimp and scrape out of life. And that life was shit. You know what I mean? And I thoroughly believed life was shit and it was always going to be shit. You know what I mean? It's basically because I was in charge of it. You know what I mean? And my experience told me it was shit. You know what I mean? See, because I kept making all these wrong decisions. I mean, that were based in fear. Based in fear that I was never going to get what it was that I should have out of life. Didn't know what it was. I mean, you even asked me today what you want to be when you grow up. I don't know. I mean, but I just knew that life wasn't going to provide what it was I needed to have a happy existence. I mean, so I'm just going to keep taking drugs. I don't like it anymore. I don't like me. I don't like where it's going, because I know where it's going. It's going down the same path as it's been treading for 20 years. I mean, pain, despair, hurting people who don't want to hurt, doing things I don't want to do. Can't look yourself in the mirror. I mean, it wasn't a happy existence. I think I'm in this at the moment because I just turned 40 recently. I mean, I know you wouldn't think it. But it's the time of year as well. I was just talking on the bus on the way here, somebody, like, the smells in the morning, they're so evocative, they bring back so many memories, and all my memories seem to be of using. Do you know what I mean? But I don't have to be frightened from that now. Do you know what I mean? I used to think in the early days there, why can't I stop thinking about where I come from? I don't need to stop thinking about where I come from. Do you know what I mean? It's a fantastic asset today, and it keeps me grounded. I mean, as long as I know where I'm going is better than where I come from, you know what I mean, I'm going to be alright. I mean, so, yeah, pretty much all that stuff I've just been talking about, it was 20 years. I had children, I lost them. I had partners, I lost them. I had jobs, I lost them. I had places to live, I lost them. I mean, I lost my mum to this disease. She was 46 years old. I mean, seeing her sit and just, you know, she didn't find a way out. You know what I mean? And it's really sad. You know what I mean? And I've got all this stuff that, like, deep within me, all this despair and degradation. But like, also what I've got through working the steps is that I've got this hope that springs eternal. That's a bit cheesy, isn't it? But it's true. Do you know what I mean? Because everything, all the dark despairing, is like, it's on scales. I mean, I've got so many moments of joy from doing this work. You know, like, my little sister. Do you know what I mean? I put her on my fears list in my step four and shared it with my sponsor that she would never get this. Do you know what I mean? And within, say, a month of me sharing that, she found recovery. She's over 2 years clean. She's working the program up there. And I've got, for each bit of despair that I've got, there's an equal amount of, like, you know, just pleasure in life today. You know what I mean? I don't despair for where my life's going. Who I am and what I do in life today, I'm sort of all right with it. There's like what I said about my mother. I like sharing this one because I like sharing what this program's given me. And so, step four, the big bad step four. So, my mum, as I just mentioned, she died. It was alcoholism. She died from the same disease, as far as I'm concerned. And as you can imagine, a headstrong addict like myself, growing up through life with a headstrong, powerless, alcoholic woman, there was a few resentments there. We clashed on a number of occasions, put it mildly. And I was writing out my step four, my personal inventory. But what leapt out from the page was, it was this powerless woman who had the same disease as me. And I, like, it healed. You know what I mean? There was a healing right there in that moment. I'd never grieved for her, but, like, I grieved for her right in the step four, and I've got a fantastic relationship with her today, 10 years after she's gone. That's just one of the little gifts, you know, these little gifts that come out that aren't in the literature. I'm going to focus more on, let me just say what happened at the end. Suicidal despair. Sounds dramatic, do you know what I mean? But it's real. I was about to sign a piece of paper to put me in a respite home for suicide risks because I was lost and I didn't know what to do, but I felt inside me that this wasn't the answer, and I didn't sign it. And they referred me to an organisation who sent me here, and I picked up that white key ring. And do you know what? I've got these, I've got memories of how it was, and same with everything else. They might not even be true, you know what I mean? But they help me, do you know what I mean? Because that's what I've been getting from this program, isn't these little new sets of beliefs that help me, like I am worth it, do you know what I mean? I don't ever have to use again a day at a time, do you know what I mean? That there is hope for the future. There's nothing to be afraid of. All these things that were sadly missing out in my life, this is what I've got from the program. But obviously, I've got to mention the literature for Ian. I read the literature. That's amazing. I mean, I got these suggestions. One of them is read the literature. And I found me in all my despair and inhumane glory in step one and who's an addict. I mean, there it was in black and white. I'd been written 50 years before. I like saying this little story. So if I'm there in all the negative aspects of me and my disease, well, what's not to say all the nice stuff further on in the steps, all the things that it speaks of in the literature, you know what I mean? All these abilities to work through resentments instead of carrying it round. I mean, find the assets within me, live them, you know what I mean? Find out that these character defects, want to take the fear out of them, are just assets that everyone's got, and I can put them to use to help me in my life. You know what I mean? This, you know, just finding this true identity, you know what I mean, that's within me. I come in haunted by guilt, shame and fear, and that, I believe, is what disconnected me from God. And by working through the steps, I've been able to resolve all those issues, and I can connect my God within to, you know, like your God here today. Do you know what I mean? As a result of that, you know, I'm not far off 4 years. I've got a decent standard of living. It's not things that I used to think that I wanted. It's just like an ability to respond to people in my life and to get to sleep at night and to wake up without any fear. I mean, I think that's enough really, isn't it? You know, and I say this one as well, my first 2 years was achieved by doing 8, 19, 90s, doing service, working through the steps. You know what I mean? It does what it says on the tin, you can't really say much more than that. So anyway, so I think that's me, yeah. Keep coming back.